This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, honestly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate it when you are part of the conversation, when you're involved, when you're engaged. Just you don't know what's going on unless you get engaged, right? Unless you get involved, unless you hear how other people come at a situation, a topic, or an issue. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can also give me your email address, because once a week, I send out an email. Let you know who's going to be in the show, or who we have scheduled, the issues we're going to take on, the topics we're going to discuss. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can get a mug, it's a coffee-less mug, but it's a coffee mug. And I'm telling you, whatever coffee you put in there will taste better, and if it doesn't, there's something wrong with you. I'm fine. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And if you want to, you know, another way that we're trying to get the message out, because we're finding out that Facebook is not getting the message out. They're not helping us at all. And so if you want to get the message, if you want to know when the show's starting, if you want to know what's going on, we can text you. And we're playing around with texting right now. You can text TRS to 313131. That's TRS to 313131. And you'll get I haven't decided yet. That's why I'm hesitating. I haven't decided whether it's going to be twice a week. I don't want to do it every night. It's an irritant for me. I hate getting text messages on a regular basis from people I don't really need to do something with every day. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So if you want me to text you, let you know what's coming up. We'll probably start off doing it like twice a week, maybe Tuesdays and Thursdays, let you know what's coming up, what's happening, because the email goes out on Sunday night. So you should have enough information to join the show. And again, since we're being stifled, conservatives are being stifled all over the place, anything you do to help start traffic, any of that would be great, and it would help out tremendously. Let's do this one. I like this one. This one's from Business Insider, so it's not like it's some right-wing hardcore whacktoid magazine, right? If you look at the numbers, I'm talking about statistics, not feelings, not heartstrings, none of that happy stuff, actual statistics. Trump did way better than Obama did in his first midterm. Now, you won't hear too many people talk about that, right? But, you know, on election night, he lost the House of Representatives to the Democrats, who seized 26 seats, probably end up with 28. A majority Democrat House threatens to stymie Trump's agenda and could lead to the investigation of his administration. Oh, not could. It will. They will investigate everything he does, even down to how much toilet paper he uses when he goes to the bathroom. In midterm elections, a presidential party usually loses a handful of seats. For former President Barack Obama, midterm elections 2010 and 14 were catastrophic compared to Trump's. In 2010, Obama lost 63 House seats. Even if every House race undecided, at the time a publication gets called for the Democrats, Trump will have lost about half as many seats as Obama did. In 2014, Obama lost just 13 House seats, but he lost them in a House already packed with Republicans. So he actually lost seats again to his detriment. You know what I mean? I mean, and again, all we're hearing is how bad Trump got beat. How much of a referendum this is on the way Trump is governing. Well, if that's the case, wouldn't the loss of 63 House seats be a referendum on how Obama was governing? Yeah, just asking a question. The Democrats held 188 seats to 247 for Republicans. That was in 2014. And then he loses the Senate. So Obama lost the House and the Senate and by a boatload more seats. Even though Trump managed to not see the Senate, to me, that's a problem. And it's a problem because he doesn't have, you know, he is not going to have our Mitt Romney, senator from Utah, often. Romney doesn't agree with much of what he says. But Romney also threw away the election the year he ran against Obama. He wouldn't fight. He wouldn't push back. Anyway, however Trump and the Republicans did, they managed to hold up pretty well. Bill Clinton lost 52 House seats in 1994 during his midterm. George Bush stands as the only recent example of a president gaining seats after his first midterm. That's right, a Republican president did that. And that was after the September 11 terror attacks. You know why? Do you know why he gained that? Because when you see the polls, poll after poll after poll, will tell you that Americans feel more safe with Republicans when it comes to keeping them safe, strengthening the military, making sure they have what they need to be safe. What's that say for the Democrats? On election night, Republican Party defied history to expand the Senate majority while significantly beating expectations in the House. Think about that. You know, it sounds like this was a whole referendum on Trump and that they went after Trump not even close. Not at all. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, a quick story on Steve Jobs. You know the Apple guy? The one y'all love and you think he was just wonderful? Well, we'll talk about that, how Mr. Wonderful was, according to his kids, after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pin.
Come
here
on,
and...
lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Whoa.
Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637, GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we're almost there, right? You know it's almost Turkey Day, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. And, you know, just being part of the conversation. You know, again, I've been saying this to you for a long time. If you just think that you've got all the answers, if you think that you're it, that's a problem. You know what I mean? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do you know, does anybody, Anybody have a clue as to what tomorrow is? Anybody at all?
Happy, happy turkey.
Okay, everybody.
Hunger, pain will go away when you hear a pilgrim say it's happy turkey day.
Come on, I'm going to hear everybody
happy
at the same time.
Day. Let's all eat the Indian way. As the ceiling creeps on day, on happy turkey day.
Unless you're me. Then it's happy lasagna day. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, Mark Anthony. How you doing, bud?
Hello, Joe Messina. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. And you also kind of share the same heritage. It's also Happy Lasagna Day, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you and I together, we sound like we're out of the cast of Goodfellas, right?
Yeah, but we're gonna forego the white powder, though. I think we'll just skip that for now.
Probably. just for 24 hours.
Yeah. So I'm gonna skip over that. And keep going. So what are you gonna do for what are you thankful for? We'll start off there.
You know, I was thinking about this. I'm thankful for a lot, but I'm thankful that we have stood up to liberals and that it's still Thanksgiving, because if they had their way, it would be guilt giving.
Oh, I like that.
Do you like that?
I like the way you put that. You're right. It's guilt giving, and we're not supposed to be guilted. We're not supposed to compel the government to give. We're supposed to give out of the thankfulness of our hearts.
That's right.
Yep.
Absolutely. That's absolutely right. That's the season of it. It would be great if we were doing that all year, but you know, that's what we're supposed to do. Look around and count our blessings and be grateful.
I'm sure there's smoke coming out of JFK's casket right now, because it's always about not asking the country what they can do for you, but what you can do for the country. And we are so far from it. We don't even ask. We demand now. Now we're going to demand what the country should do for us.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to get me going now. You know, because I was just on the air talking about the pilgrims and our founding fathers. So I am grateful that the most effective plant church in the world, which was the Pilgrims, took that risk, and that they inspired the founding fathers to do what they did, who took the ultimate leap. We are so lucky. You and I have talked about this offline, Joe, so many times. We are so lucky and blessed that you and I are in this nation. And while there is a lot of forces that are trying to tear it down, we're still the greatest, most benevolent nation on earth by far.
And people,
you know, every day, you and I have talked about our Italian heritage and how they came here with nothing and built a life. And that's part of the problem that we're looking at right now, is that there's a big difference in the immigrants now and the ones that my grandfather and your grandfather came to this country with nothing and built a life. And that's, I'm grateful. When I think about my grandparents, you know, getting on a boat for months at a time with rats and disease just to get here.
Steerage.
I'm grateful. Yes. I mean, the stories they told me talk about having,
listen, talk about being politically incorrect. It's like, hey, Marianne, get down there with the cows, okay? And Johnny, you're down with the sheep. You're down with the sheep and the pigs. There you go.
That's right. Exactly. There you go. You know, I mean, you know, and the way that they were, right? And sorry, we're not going to single out any one race, but. No. The one that Joe and I obviously have, you know, a lot of affinity for is ours, the Italians. And when I think about them and how hard they worked and what they built, you and I are their legacy.
Yeah.
Joe.
Agreed.
And,
you're right.
And, right? And so, you know, we all make this practice, I hope we all do, on Thanksgiving going around, what are we grateful for? You know, I would encourage everybody not to watch the news tomorrow. It's never fun to watch. You and I make a living out of watching it, but just be grateful.
Not tomorrow.
I mean,
cutting ties for the teams. I just can't.
How about this?
You know?
Have an attitude of gratitude. Right?
There you go. Well, look, I'm happy that our ancestors came here, and they wanted a better life. Yeah. They worked at having a better life, and they got a better life, and they taught us some things that, I'm telling you, they're not being taught today for sure, right?
Well, most of them aren't, right?
Right.
That there are winners and losers, and that life isn't fair, and that it takes hard work to build something. All the things that you and I know, you and I have spent hours talking one-on-one, all the things you and I were taught that is either labeled, old-fashioned, out of date.
It's out of date.
Yes. Yeah, old school, or it's sexist, or whatever it may be. But those things, whether people, all your listeners obviously agree with this, those things are what bind us together. The goodness of this nation and what America stands for. And so, and by the way, maybe not everybody is saying this. I am very grateful that President Trump is our president.
I don't care whether they're saying it. Go ahead.
What? Would you say
I don't care if they're saying it. You go ahead and say it. I'm good with that.
I'm grateful for that. I am grateful for that. Do I agree with every tweet he sends out? No.
No.
But I am grateful because, ladies and gentlemen, what was the alternative?
They were going to force us to change our religious beliefs. I do this all the time. Both of them, Cain and Hillary, were going to force us to change our religious beliefs to come into the modern times.
Because we've got to adopt. You know, Joe, you and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. There's a really important sentence in the Declaration of Independence because those men were so wise. And it says that our government will not bow to transient causes. See? And so they knew that there would be times where the society would go one way or another like a pendulum, but meaning that we cannot compromise on what we truly believe in our foundation. Because if we do, there will be chaos, right?
That's right. Hey, you hear that sound? We got to go for a break. Listen, you and your family, you have a great Thanksgiving. Have an extra slice of lasagna for me, because I know you can afford it.
Same to you, my brother.
Bye-bye. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Listen to The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side radio show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
As rain continues in Northern California, crews are still battling the deadly Camp Fire. Fire officials do say the rain will help put out the flames, but could also trigger flash flooding. USA Radio Network's Wendy King had a chance to catch up with some evacuees in Chico.
My name is Efren Tavazan. I am too a victim. I survived.
Did you lose your house, Efren?
Yes, I did.
Also with me is a proud, disabled pastor from Paradise who is giving everything for his surviving congregation.
Pastor Jerry Lingenfelder, I lost everything from the fire, and I've been here since day one giving, not taking.
Chief Justice John Roberts came out and said he was thankful for an independent judiciary. He also said we don't have Clinton judges, we don't have Obama judges, and we don't have Trump judges. The comments come one day after President Trump called the judge who ruled against him an Obama judge. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
I got that 70s thing going on, you know what I'm saying? Come on, some of you know what I'm talking about. Don't play goofy with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just through the Real Side on GCN Live, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You know, a night early, what I may do in the last hour, we had Corey and I, Corey Duncan, you know, our buddy, we had a long talk about family and things going on and that kind of stuff. And I was so, I recorded it earlier because obviously he's spending time with family, and I was so into the conversation, if you would, that I didn't cut it off, so I let it go. So we had a nice long conversation, and I may bring it up in a latter hour, I haven't decided yet, but it was, like I said, it was great. It was about family, about loving this country, and I do appreciate him. I appreciate what he's doing right now. He's actually doing what I've been telling you people to do for years, which is put your money where your mouth is, right? If you're a conservative, if you're a Christian, if you are on the right and you believe what you're saying and what you're doing is the right thing to do, you know what you need to do? You need to get out there and get involved. We need more conservative educators. We need more Christian educators. We need more educators that have somebody higher to answer to than themselves. That simple. See, I've always said to you, kind of tongue-in-cheek, if I, Joe Messina, if I am the ultimate source, if I am the ultimate God, you're all in trouble. Because I don't have anybody higher to answer to myself. And boy, what a... I'll be well off. I don't know about the rest of you. But if you want to see what that works like, look at a little Asian dictator in North Korea. In China now. He's in for life. We go down a whole list of people. A whole list of dictators. 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732-5563. Let's, David from Southern California, you're on with, I think you're on. I think I hit the right button. You there? Anybody home? Anybody on? I guess not. I'll put you back on hold. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air and in the chat room, and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You got to be part of the conversation. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. Somebody sent me this, and it says it all. Oprah's been encouraging her black friends to vote for Democrats because their ancestors were denied the right to vote. Right? I mean, think about that. However, what she failed to tell them, what she failed to mention, what she failed to make a big deal out of, was that the reason her black ancestors weren't allowed to vote was because of the Democrats, not the old white Republicans. So she's telling blacks to vote for the very people who fought Civil War to keep their ancestors enslaved. And to this person's point of view, me, who also keeps the black community oppressed today. Let's try this again. Oh, gone. we'll try to grab the caller again. I tell you what, I got fat fingers. What do you want from me? Anyhow, the more and more I get into some of these stories, the more and more you go through some of these things, you realize that you've got to really be careful where you get these stories, where you get the information. And on top of that, it's never my intent to hurt somebody. Never my intent to do something to somebody, tell a story that that would intentionally get people to hate them. But according to, I guess it's Steve Jobs' daughter, she makes it clear in the new memoir that he was truly a rotten person, whose bad behavior was repeatedly enabled by those people around him. You know, I mean, think about it. You know, so some of those very strong, strong-willed people, successful men, they're pretty tough, and I get it. But you've heard that over, matter of fact, all three of John Lennon's kids, yes, all three, say that he is problematic. How's that, for lack of a better term? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see if I can grab it this time. You're on the air. Hello? Yeah, I know what it is. We'll get the board up to fix that in a second. Hold on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Railside. I appreciate the time you're spending with us so much on the air. So let's talk about Steve Jobs, see what we can do here from a technology standpoint. Steve, according to this, it's been well established that the Apple co-founder Steve Jobs often acted like a jerk. But the new memoir, Jobs' eldest daughter, describes in many ways he was very cruel. Right? The net effect of all of this is that, like, Jobs comes out looking like a truly terrible person. The rotten behavior was enabled by his wife, his colleagues, and his business partners, according to her. There's been plenty of accounts over the years that have detailed his cruelty, his rudeness. Right? I mean, and I've heard that from more than just his daughter and some of the other people. Right? Now, still, the stories that have come out so far, they're small fry compared to his new autobiography from his daughter. Jobs comes across, she says, not just as someone who could be self-centered and mean, but as someone who was truly a terrible human being. Right? She goes on to say that her father didn't start paying child support until after a DNA test proved he was, and a court order ordered him to start paying. We've also known that he denied for years that Apple's Lisa computer, which debuted right before the Macintosh, was named for his daughter, before finally acknowledging it to her and the world. But Jobs, that's his daughter. Her book adds a fresh details. He rarely saw her when she was a young child. She says even after admitting his paternity, and while he was avoiding her and avoiding paying child support, despite already having founded and been making money at Apple, she and her mother lived in poverty. Think about that. She's insisted on welfare payments for mother's low-paying jobs and the charity of others. Then he was finally forced to pay support. He made sure that the case against him was closed days before Apple went public, and he became a multimillionaire. Sad, right? Just sad. Even after Jobs started paying more attention to Brennan, her mother, Kristen Brennan, apparently felt uncomfortable leaving him with her alone after an incident in which she said to have questioned and teased the 9-year-old about her sexual attractions or proclivities. Why would you do that to your daughter? I mean, some of the stories I hear about some of these guys, you know, at this level with this kind of money and this kind of attitude, it is sick. And I mean sick. Then when Brennan Jobs went to live with him as a teenager, she says he forbade her from seeing Brennan for 6 months, even though her mother had been the only constant figure in her life. After moving in with them, Brennan Jobs told him and her stepmother, Lorene Powell Jobs, that she felt lonely and asked if they could tell her goodnight, if they would tell her goodnight in the evenings instead of acknowledging her feelings and acceding to such a simple request. Wow. They were cold people. Just cold people. You know, I would grab the book. And you hear this over, like I said, I'm not trying to, some of you guys who love John Lennon, I didn't know him one way or the other. But you look at something like that, and you have to say to yourself, you know, is it the fame? Is it their attitude that they're smarter than anybody else? What makes them mean like that? I have my own reason behind it. We'll have it on the phones in a minute, because we're going to go to break in just a minute. I know there's some of you have been there waiting. Please be patient, because I want to hear what you're thankful for. Very curious. We'll go to the phones after the break. But you go back to the Jobs story. I'd like to know if any of you guys, you know, write it in Facebook. If you're on the Facebook feed or you're on the chat room, are you surprised of this? Are you surprised about this? Just ask. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Another song you could never do. Think about it. You couldn't do that song today. Right? Well, one of the most misogynistic songs out there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Listen, lots of things going on. A lot to be thankful for. Even Uncle Fred, who sits on a couch drooling all over himself on Turkey Day, he's still a good guy. You don't know what he's been through. Speaking of a good guy, let's welcome Pastor Greg to the line, to the show, and he's been on the show in the past. Always appreciate his insight and his time with us. Pastor Greg, how you doing today?
Hey, my good friend. How are you, Joe? Good to be here with you and your wonderful audience.
Well, thank you for that. You know, we're talking about two things. One is, what are you thankful for this year? What is it especially at the table that you're going to thank the Almighty for?
Oh, Joe, you know what?
We only have an hour, so.
I know. I'm thankful that my daughter Jackie is alive. I'm thankful that I am alive, And for your audience that doesn't know, I was in a catastrophic car accident a year ago, July, and literally broke every bone from head to toe.
Wow.
And the medical people say that I should be dead.
Wow. Well, you know, thank God you're still with us. That's a good thing. And the other thing, what is the special dish? What's a dish that sits at your table that you probably wouldn't find anywhere else or on many other tables across the country?
Oh, that's easy.
Don't say okra.
I'm telling you, it's easy. My daughter Jackie makes this cream of corn dish. And she fire glazes the top of it, so it's got a brown, almost caramel-colored crust on top.
Mm.
And I've never had it. I mean, the only other person that I know that makes it is my mom. And she passed it down to my daughter, and Jackie makes that every year.
Wow. See? There's always somebody out there that's got a recipe that nobody else has. My daughter called me for our recipe, a couple of recipes on things I make. It's like you should have been paying attention. You know what I'm telling you? Anyhow. But look, it's good. I'm glad you're still with us. Obviously, God's not done with you yet. And tell your daughter to send me the recipe. I'll try it. And if I talk about it on the air, I'll send her a coffee mug. Maybe that's not enough, but I'll see what I can do. But always a pleasure.
Okay.
Pastor Greg, thanks for being with me.
Thanks, Joe. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your lovely family and to all of your listeners. God bless you and be safe.
Yep, you too. Thank you for that. Hey, let's go to Jason Wirt out of Montana. Jason, haven't heard from you in a while. How you doing?
I am thankful to be alive, my friend.
Well, I'm thankful that you're alive too, believe it or not.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and the producer, Tammy, your whole team there.
Thank you. Appreciate that very much. And
thank you.
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, it's just a little. Go ahead.
I'm just thankful to you know, still be able to talk to you and still be around after what has been a rather difficult year, to say the least.
You've had a pretty difficult time for a period of time, but I watch you online. I do try to encourage you from time to time. I don't know if it helps or it doesn't help, but you know what? There are people out there, brother, that care about you, and they're praying for you on a daily basis, and you know as well as I do, you're never really alone.
Well, Joe, I mean, I really do appreciate it, because, I mean, a number of things. For those of you listening, basically, sort of it was, I've been unemployed for pretty much the entire year, haven't been able to find steady employment. I had a case of depression where I honestly, I was killing myself through neglect is about what was going on. And Joe and some other friends of mine were there to encourage and help me. I put on so much weight I couldn't lay down without suffocating.
Wow.
I've actually lost 70 pounds since April.
Wow. Good for you.
Health has significantly improved. I'm in 2 weeks, I am actually launching an online newspaper for the community that I'm in. So I couldn't find a job. I made myself one. And so we're going to try to.
Good for you.
Local news. We're going to do real in-depth coverage of the community. We're going to cover the things that normally don't get in the big TV news. We're going to cover the PTA bake sales and things like, you know, the things that really drive the heart and soul of the community. And so I've never had my own business before. So God is having me take a real step of faith, but I'm thankful that God has brought me through this. And Joe brought friends like you and other friends alongside. And Joe, can I just say like one thing off the Thanksgiving theme, just really quick?
Go ahead. Yeah.
A couple days ago, it was International Men's Day, and I know there were a lot of people making fun of it, but the thrust behind that was, Joe, did you know that suicide is the number one cause of death for men under 50?
No, I was not aware of that. Wow.
Well, what International Men's Day was, it was a day that we were using social media to try to encourage men, that especially in this holiday season. You know, like me, I'm a divorced dad. I'm going to be spending my Thanksgiving Day alone tomorrow. And I'll admit, it's mentally hard not to have my kids here, not to have a family here.
Yep.
And there's a lot of other men going through it. And men, you know, we're stoic. We don't talk about it. We keep things inside. And, you know, especially with our veterans, we lose 23 veterans a day to suicide for
yep.
various reasons. And so, well, International Men's Day was about, and what I wanted to say is, you know, guys, and not just guys, I mean women too, but especially for the guys, if you're struggling this holiday season, reach out to somebody. I was very thankful that guys like Joe and other people reached out to me in the times that I wasn't going to reach out, but they reached out and reminded me that I was loved and cared for. And, you know, you may think there's nobody out there who cares, but I promise you there are people who do. And
so,
if you're facing struggles, reach out to somebody this holiday season, and you will be very surprised at how much you are actually loved, even if your brain is telling you something else.
Yeah, you know, you never know the people that you touch over the years. I mean, me, you, others, and, you know, and when you leave the planet, and I know this isn't a fix-all, but when you leave the planet through suicide or other ways, you don't know the holes you leave. And I'm always amazed, or you're always amazed, when you go to a funeral, and that was kind of a negative thing, but you go to the funeral of somebody who's committed suicide, and there's a lot of people around them that will say, I didn't know. I didn't know he was in this state. I didn't know he was having these issues. And others who talk about how much that person had touched them. So, you know, while somebody's still alive, let them know. It's not a gooey thing for a guy to tell another guy that he loves him and he cares about him. He's praying for him. You're not asking him to get married. You're just telling him that somebody cares for him.
Exactly. And you know, Joe, I'm going to embarrass you a little bit in a second, but about 4 or 5 months into my unemployment, I was really at a critical low point, and you and Tammy sent me a box with some books in it and some and a note that you were praying for me, and it came on a day when I was really at one of my lowest points, and to have that show up in the mail, unexpected, to open it up and see that note that you cared and to see those books that you sent along that showed me you wanted to help me in what ways you could, I mean, that was such a tremendous thing. And so if you know somebody that's struggling out there, you know, I know all of us, our money is tight, but something as simple as buying them a book, or if, say, you know, they're a big fan of a certain sports team, go buy them a T-shirt with that team's logo on it, or just some little trinket can make the world of difference when somebody's thinking the world's crashing around them. I had a friend, I'm a big Philadelphia Eagles fan, and a friend of mine sent me a Reggie White Philadelphia Eagles jersey, because that is the jersey when I first got my first Eagles jersey as a kid, it was the Minister of Defense, Reggie White. And this friend sent me a Reggie White jersey because I had lost over 50 pounds just out of the blue, sent it to me as an encouragement. It brought me to tears, Joe. I'm not ashamed to say it brought me to tears that somebody would care enough to do that. And this was a friend that he was a guy from high school. We haven't seen each other in person in 25 years.
Yep.
But he did that. And
you're
so
right,
I'm thankful that there were people in my life that were there to help me, because honestly, without them, I would not be talking to you right now. I just wouldn't. No. I know it.
We continue to pray for your success. I rejoice with you every time I see you put pictures up on Facebook and you've moved into this, or you've succeeded here, or you've done this. And I always get a little chuckle and a kick out of the fact that you're still cranking away. And you know, believe it or not, This isn't a kissy-kissy moment, but think of how many people that you're encouraging that were in the same place you were a year ago, and they see you moving forward. And they're sitting back going, well, I can do that. Maybe I can come out of this. So we all touch each other. You know how network radio works. We're up against the clock, Jason. God bless. Thanks for being with me.
Yep.
I appreciate your time.
God bless you, man.
You too. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just to the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Hey. Next hour, Corey Duncan. We're gonna play an extended conversation I have with him. I really believe you'll like it. We'll be back in a little bit.